I wished I'd stuck with muggles instead. 'Cause I'm freaked by the occult, and I swear a lightning bolt was the shape of the scar on his forehead. Well, the books keep coming and the films keep coming, and you thought Star Wars was a little mind-numbing. Must the whole world be an HP fan? It's a serious pain in the Azkaban. So much to read, so much to knock. Is this virus called Morlock or Warlock? So try every spell you've been shown. I'd rather be Sorcerer's Stoned. Hey now, you got Hogwarts, you got flu dust on me. Hey now, you got Wormtail, and your friends are Weasley.
Ride that broom till you're sore,
'cause you put the dumb in Dumbledore. You got house elves with attention disorders and a one-track mind that's 9 3/4. Hey, your mentor just might be a centaur, and if you've gone mad, blame Dr. Dementor. That whopping tree's got really good wood for some good love called Una Lovegood. My goblet's on fire, my butt feels worse. Sitting through the steps, an unforgivable curse. Hey now, you got Hogwarts, and your Crookshanks bit me. Hey now, you got mud blood, you got Yule balls yearly.
My name's not Murphy.
No. Cornelius Fudge. I met a male fairy who said, "Hello, I'm Harry." I guess he'd never heard about Nair. I said, "Witch, give me that snitch, you little son of a Quidditch. And your dog's got an extra pair of heads." The wolves keep howling and the owls keep owling. There's a vault full of gold here for J.K. Rowling. Come riddle me this, would a snake prefer a bird named Fox or a fox named Fleur? So Peter's a rat, Hermione's a cat, and when it's snake shift, will it shape shift? And is it Cho Chang or Chang Cho? I'll never last through the last show. Hey now, you got Hogwarts, tell your hat to sort me. Hey now, you're a Horcrux and you're unicorn-y.
And all your wands are too short.
And you put the emo in Voldemort.
Ride those brooms till you're sore.
'Cause you put the dumb in Dumbledore.
Zero grams trans fat, zero calories, all good, all of the time. Indie Nation.
Indie Nation listeners, welcome to Through Gamers Goggles, which is, just hosted by a whole bunch of geeky gamers. Let's start with the lady who's here remotely.
Hi, everybody. This is Cletta.
And where would they find you, Cletta?
You can find me on Twitter as Cletta E. You can call my Google Voice number 606-536-0145. You can find me on Google Plus as Cletta Amberge. You can email me Cletta@indienation.fm.
I am Michelle George on Twitter. I am Michelle George on Google Plus. You can call my Google Voice at 734-288-8457. And you can email me at michelle@indienation.fm.
And the man who breathes fire?
Yeah, that'd be me. Omnidragon. You can find me at twitter.com/omnidragon. You can find me on Google Plus as Omnidragon and at entertainmentmix.com.
And, of course, I'm Lumpy on Twitter, lumpy@indienation.fm, IndieNation, Google Voice, 818-81-INDIE. And last but not least, my brother, our host, so to speak, Matt, tell him about you and your contact information.
Well, I'm Matt, obviously. and they can find me at Through Gamer Goggles. Or gamer-goggles.com, Through Gamer Goggles on Facebook, Matt Lemke on Google Plus, Matt Lemke on Facebook. There's a few other places, but they're not that important.
And Knowles, I know I should have yours memorized, but get it in chat, and I'll get it up there in between some of the news. We got a couple news items. The first one you said you thought was worth a mention, right, Matt?
Yeah, it's worth a mention. It's a new chat box is being made by Chatwig, and what they're doing is the Warhammer 40K franchise has already reached several thousand players worldwide, and this can be proven just by looking at all their different games that they have, all their different blogs, etc. But this fan base is still growing because the story's still growing. And the major gaming niche is never missed, so Chatwig Developers has created a chat tool that's going to help all these different gamers across, I guess, the board and across the different genres of the games within the 40K universe to communicate and share their experiences.
Wouldn't they already be using some type of chat client anyways, just playing the game that they play?
Well, yes and no, but a lot of chat clients don't do things like put a widget that you can make and then put on your blog. So everybody can join this widget, and then they can have their username and password, and wherever they go where Chatwig has this widget installed, they can communicate using the same handle.
I could see where that would have appeal. Hey, you know what else I'm almost forgetting about? We opened with You've Got Hogwarts by Robert Lund of The Fump. You can find him at thefump.com and robertlund.com. Duh. I don't know. I think this could be useful. I certainly see that being pretty cool.
I think it is a little late, like you mentioned, because Google's done things like this already, and a lot of people use it not only for gaming, but they use it for everything else. So, you know, to touch on that same base, there's already a few different clients, so to speak, that are quite a bit more advanced than what Chatwig's doing. For example, Inferno with, well, I-N-F-R-N-O, with no E's, is a role-playing / social media center where you kind of hook up with people from all over the globe and play Pathfinder or play Twilight Imperium role-playing game or Traveler or Rifts or Palladium or Dungeons & Dragons, and you schedule your sessions and you kind of move in and out and create new communities.
Well, like you said, it was worth a mention, at least. What do we got next?
Well, we have a story from Purple Pawn that relates to Fantasy Flight Games. Fantasy Flight Games is unleashing what they're calling the Community Wizard. It's a new online tool that's going to allow gamers to record their collection, connect with other gamers, find retailers, and register for events. It's still in beta testing. I was kind of delving into it a little bit before the show. The thing that I find appealing is that they're going to have a special section for organizers, retailers, and I guess coordinators. And yes. Well, yes, for lack of a better way of saying it. I was going to say, and for me, people who are in the news and media end of their game. Basically, they're creating Facebook for Fantasy Flight Games.
Nah. May work, may not.
Wizards of the Coast had this idea about 3 years ago. Their idea was
to make money.
Their whole thing, I mean, yeah, it is to make money, but their whole social media thing was going to be intertwined and it was going to be free because their goal was to allow you to cross their game platforms. Like, we never fully understood their whole envision, but they tried doing things like, oh, how would you like to take your Beholder from Dungeons & Dragons as your miniature and be able to use it somehow with Magic the Gathering? That was their long-term goal with it. And they scrapped it after, I don't know, they announced it, and then within the same year it was gone.
Yeah,
but I think that,
that's well,
my I think
take
it's because it. Randy Buehler got a better job.
I don't know. I don't see like I said, it could take off, it could not. I think it's going to go like Wizards of the Coast.
Well, I think within Fantasy Flight Games, it'll work just fine, and there will be people that use it because Fantasy Flight has enough games where there's enough people that cross-game in their systems. Just because it's Fantasy Flight, those people will buy it because they have come to trust Fantasy Flight's name.
Okay, it's a large community. It's got a lot of games. I don't know. We were talking about the next story we were going to cover beforehand. I don't know anybody who would just like want to buy any of these games or the expansion sets. No. I don't know anybody. But yeah, that might be... But Wizards of the Coast, I mean, what did they try to launch? Was it specific for one of their products, or...?
No, it was for all of their products. It was going to be cross-platform. It was going to be for Dungeons & Dragons, Magic the Gathering. I think at that time they still had G.I. Joe. They had... they might have had the dual decks yet, but I'm not entirely sure where that fell. It was going to work with Axis and Allies, which they still have. It was going to somehow incorporate the Risk board game that they had at the time.
Huh. So it was the same type of thing, a strong community.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, it was definitely a strong community. I mean, it still is a strong community, and what they ended up moving towards is pretty strong, but it's nowhere near what they announced it was going to be. And my take on it was when they announced it is like, how in the world are you going to take Dungeons & Dragons miniatures and be able to use them playing somebody else in Magic the Gathering? That was... I just saw all kinds of game development problems with that somehow.
Yeah.
Well, the mechanics are nothing... They're nothing alike. So how would you convert it? I mean, that would be like that myth that the one guy in the... Pro Tour qualifier or the World Championship way back in the mid to early 90s for Magic the Gathering used, I think it was Ring of Maruf to bring in his Enterprise from outside the game. How can the Starship Enterprise work for Magic the Gathering?
All right.
Who are all stumped?
I keep hearing this weird noise. It's the little midget dog devouring the ham bone.
Oh, wow.
No, those are brains, and it's a zombie dog.
You'd have to trip and fall for it to get to your brains.
Well, you know, you can trip over other body parts.
I got my pinky toe. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Or the dog is well-trained and it bites the Achilles heel.
He might be just tall enough to reach an Achilles heel with his mouth if he gets a good running go at you.
I know that we lost Omni. He's off playing Magic the Gathering, aren't you? Omni?
I ain't lying this time.
But I think we're going to lose Michelle soon because of the next thing you mentioned that we were going to cover, Matt. And that would be Talisman.
It would be Talisman, the Blood Moon expansion, which is coming out June 1st.
She's still looking around at the website.
Well, I think it's a big site to poke around. But the Blood Moon expansion is going to feature 100 new cards that are going to be usable with the classic Talisman board game, the 4th edition version specifically. New spells, characters, alternative endings. It will also add gripping layer of Gothic Horror to the game, which has been a theme this year, the last calendar year of gaming. In addition to new challenges, Blood Moon will bring two new mechanics, time alternates between day and night, and a bloodthirsty werewolf prowls the land. The new time card, the night and day cards, will be placed at the center of the board. Whenever a player draws one or more event cards, he or she will flip the card, and that's to represent the passage of time. Night and day have various gameplay effects, like being turned into a werewolf, and werewolves are going to have special rules, like eating people.
Makes sense for a werewolf to me. I think that's a good rule.
Well, they're going to have other rule about, like, slaves and turning things into other werewolves, and down that line. I've got a big full-blown article here somewhere on it, but I didn't get to read the whole thing yet, so it's a little vague, but it sounds like it's going to be really good. I've only played Talisman once, and I enjoyed it when I played it. I'm not a big board game guy.
It looks kind of cool, to be honest with you. Omni's probably going to try it, right, Omni? No.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's going to play it.
Cleto wants an edition. I like the artwork on the cards.
Oh, they spent a lot of money on their art. They get some good artists to do their art. Actually, the thing that I like the most about it are the miniatures. I like the fact that they're gray and they're unpainted. So a lot of people probably buy it just to get their hands on the Fantasy Flight miniatures.
Does it have zombies in it?
I'm sure one of the expansions does.
Jeez, Clinton.
She's still just lost at the website.
Well, I blame the storm.
I did add up the price of the base game plus every single expansion and upgrade they had listed on the website. And if you want to get everything they have, it would cost you roughly $300, you might as well say.
$299.55 for everything. All that and a bag of chips. And, but, you know, Omni was mentioning earlier, that's not that bad compared to, like, Magic, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you spent that in a week, right?
Sometimes.
You can.
I know. And, you know, I mean, think of some of the other games, like Warhammer.
Yeah, Warhammer's a little bit crazy at times. It's not so bad if you only buy one army and you never have to change it, but I think they're actually on a cycle now with 40K where every army changes pretty much every 2.5 years. There's only a couple armies that took longer than that to change. That's because they thought they were going to get rid of them.
If Cleta had that money, I know what kind of cards you would buy, Cleta. You know what that would be?
What would it be?
Chocolate.
Yes.
No, she would buy the zombie deck that's winning Type 2 right now for Magic the Gathering.
Yes, zombies?
Oh no! Omni, she's gonna get him too.
I told you that earlier. The zombie deck right now is winning all over the place.
Wow!
Now you want to play, don't you, Cleta?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see how it works?
Mm-hmm. The deck costs about $650 right now.
So she'd have to get half the deck and win the rest.
Yes, or just draft a lot. $650 is probably a little steep.
Oh, yeah, I kind of don't have that in pocket change laying around.
No, I meant my estimate. It's probably half that.
Oh.
Which I think I've got that in the jar.
Hey, I don't know. This game just looks cool in general. And the expansion pack looks cool. And adding a day and night thing is like, you know, it's like adding two phases to a turn in a way, I guess. Or is it two options? You could get a day or a night.
Well, I'm uncertain on that part yet.
Yeah, I'm just kind of thinking about the gameplay. Looks like I may find out in the future, though. Now, Knowles has got his contact information up. Let me get that out right quick. That's Knowles, 217Brian at Facebook.com, 217Brian at Twitter.com, and Knowles217 at gmail.com. I think what we ought to do is maybe just give our contact information again and roll on out of here, because we covered our news, unless I'm missing something, which I'll take that as a no. Somebody, I'm just waiting for somebody to say Lumpy's missing a lot of things, but we ain't going to discuss them.
You just said it.
It's still a PG show.
Oh, yeah. I still like one of my favorites on something like that. So I was lying in my bed one night. I says, oh, where have I gone wrong? Then I heard a voice in my head say, that's going to take more than one night.
Jeez.
That was from Charlie Brown. Why don't we get contact information for everybody else out of the way one more time? Let's start with Cletta this time.
You can find me on Twitter as Cletta E. You can call my Google Voice at 606-536-0145. You can find me on Google Plus as Cletta Ambergy. You can email me at Cletta@IndieNation.fm. And as always, you can find us over on GeekShed.net. Pound Indie Nation, Pound Cletta, and Pound Omni Dragon.
And let's go to Michelle next.
I am Michelle George on Twitter. I am Michelle George on Google Plus. I can't talk tonight. You can call me on my Google Voice at 734-288-8457 and email me at Michelle@IndieNation.fm.
The man who breathes the fire.
You can find me at twitter.com/OmniDragon. You can find me as OmniDragon on Google Plus, and you can find me at entertainmentmix.com.
And I'm Lumpy on Twitter. 818-81INDIE is the Google voice for the station. Lumpy@IndieNation.fm. Matt, where would they find you at?
They can find me on Facebook as Matt Lemke or as Gamer Goggles. You can also find me at gamer-goggles.com, or they can follow me on Twitter as GameQuest Games, but let me rephrase that, that's GameQuest_Games, or gamer_goggles.
And I think without further ado, we'll get on out of here, unless anybody else has anything to say. All right, well, in the queue, Cletta, you wanted the zombie stuff, right?
Yes, I'm so excited.
Okay, so ghostscorpion.bandcamp.com is where you can find Beware of the Dangers of a Ghost Scorpion. And it's called Zombie Dance Party. It's surf. It's pretty cool. And then I know Yippie knows who this is. Cosmos Harvesters Zombies. And you can find them over at Mevio's Music Alley. Great band. I know they're on MySpace and Facebook, too. It's Cosmos Harvesters. And one more, the Volume Brothers. You can find them at thevolumebrothers.com. We're going to play There Are Zombies on My Lawn again. Apparently, some neighborhoods, it's more prevalent than others. And with that in mind, let's get on out of here with Zombie Dance Party. Thank you for listening. We'll catch you all next week. interesting and downloadable. Every day, your music delivered to you every way.
I was going out to water the flowers. I was just about to mow the lawn. Then I saw them shuffling about, moving slowly, looking all forlorn. Now how am I gonna feed the tomatoes? I can't even get to the shed. I need to go out and do some weeding, but my garden is teeming with the living dead. Is there a zombie on my lawn again? I remember the last time this happened, and it was not convenient at all. The army said that they'd come, but they never, and I had to take care of them all. It was a very, very messy business that ruined the perfectly good set of clothes. Got blood stains all over the carpet, and I still haven't got rid of those. Now the zombies on my lawn again. Now here they come swaying towards me, looking at me in a funny way. What is it I've done to annoy them? They just groan, they won't say. Amongst the young dead in front of me, I'm sure I used to go out with that goat, and that bloke over there still owes me money. What excuse will he come up with this time? I'm sorry, I can't pay you, I'm dead. I think I'm gonna have to get my shovel and pinch him a juicy one upside the head. Cause there are zombies on my lawn again. There are zombies on my lawn again.
I go by Lumpy the Cyber Junkie, and I am the host of the weekly Lumpcast here on IndieNation.fm, which streams live each and every Friday night from 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to midnight Eastern Standard Time. So please join me. Join me in Geekshed IRC, which is geekshed.net, found IndieNation, and check out the latest and greatest indie music of all genre from artists all over the planet.